Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Excuse me, got a big cough there. Good morning. This is Angel here on Blog Talk Radio with the New Age Guild. I am so excited to be here with you. This is our second Sunday morning class. I am so thrilled to be here. Drinking my coffee, went down the wrong way, but it's okay. I love this time of year. We're in November, going into December, and we have a wonderful guest trying to get her on. She's having some technical difficulties trying to get her on the air so that you guys can engage with her. In the meantime, I wanted to just give you guys all an opportunity to just relax and chill and get ourselves in a space where we're prepared for whatever wonderful messages and whatever wonderful guidance that we do get today, which is the second Sunday of the month of November. So give me 1 second here as I double check our sound system and see if I can't get our beautiful guest on today, because she doesn't seem to be coming on. So give me 1 moment, please, as I dig in and try to locate our guest. Okay, so I'm not having any luck getting Jennifer here, so got a bunch of people here on hold. The only thing that I can do right now is I'll go ahead and talk to folks a little bit here while we're waiting for Jennifer to get online. And for those of you who are not familiar with me, I'm Angel. I'm the Belly Dancing Medium. I have a program here on Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m. Pacific time. You can find me. My website is bellydancingmedium.com. I'm also the souljourneymedium.com. And I am a medium trans-channel, and I also do angel card readings. And my desire as a practitioner is to help people achieve their life's purpose. I feel everyone is here to achieve abundance and joy in their lives, because that is the promise that the divine host has made to all of us. And you have the ability to make that connection yourself. Each and every one of us has the ability to connect to spirit and create that abundant, joyous dream life that may feel like it's eluding you. But the reality is it's not eluding you. The reality is life's circumstances can get in the way of our dream. So I'm going to go ahead now and just take a caller just to keep the discussions going while our guest wrestles through her technical issues. Let me take our first guest. Thank you for holding. Good morning. Happy Sunday. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, happy Sunday. Jessica is my name.
Hi, Jessica. How are you today?
I'm good. I was wanting to ask a question.
What's your question?
Basically, someone has came to me with the opportunity to possibly go out of the country next year, and I wanted to know if that was going to happen, and if it did, how it would go.
Where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm calling from Kansas City.
Kansas City, here I come. I do that. You have to forgive me. Everything's wrong to me. So you want to know if this opportunity is a true opportunity and if you're going to be able to travel as promised, if it's going to happen at all. Is that what I'm hearing?
That, and if it does happen, how it would go. Like, would it be a good thing, like with things?
Well, it's going to be a good thing because it's something that you want to do. So the one thing that I will give you is that the opportunities come to you because you've asked for it, right? So it feels like you've put some energy out saying what you want for the next level of your life, and that this opportunity has come to you. So it's going to be a good thing because you want it to be. And so that's part of the process is when you ask for something, you got to ask for it with great anticipation of it being joyous, because our words are powerful when we're creating that spirit magic. And if you are like, is it gonna be good or bad, then you're opening up the opportunity for it to be bad. So we want it to be good because that's what you asked for. So that's what I got immediately before I even had a chance to even dig into whether it's going to happen, which tells me that it's going to happen. And that you, this is a thing where you have to be brave, you have to have courage, because it feels like I want this and this is what I want. And it comes to you like, ooh, that's kind of scary. This is the step. That's what it feels like. Like, oh, what did I just ask for? And so what you're feeling is the fear. That's what you're feeling. So it's not that it's, that's not that it's a negative thing. It's not that it's a bad thing. It's just a scary thing. And so take a deep breath, work with spirit, Archangel Michael. I'm trying to see who they've got here. They also have Mary. So work with Mary, just that's Jesus, Mother Mary, to get the courage to come up, to get the strength, the conviction to come up, and then remember that you asked for this. So this is the reward for the work that you've done. So you asked for this. So it's like, you're like, I want this, I want this, I want this. And God says, here you go. And you're like, ooh, I don't want that. That looks, no, thank you, but thanks for the opportunity. Take it with gratitude and acknowledge the reward for the work that you've done, and go out there and kill it, man. Go out there and enjoy it. That's what this is. Have fun, because that's important. They're saying, don't just go out there and work. Have some fun. The thing that you need to do. So that's what I get for you. So put the doubts away.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. You have a fantastic morning. Thank you for calling in.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. So it looks like I'm going to get Jennifer here. I got to get her on here, because it looks like she is calling in. Looks like we're going to get our guest here. So hold on 1 second. Got to love technology. It works awesome when it works. And then when it doesn't work, it can be a little awkward. So give me one moment here to make sure I can get her on here, because I don't know what phone number here we're looking at. Give me 1 second. Okay, well, we're trying to figure it out. I'm going to take the next caller. Good morning. Thank you for calling. This is Angel. How may I help you?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Happy Sunday. I was calling about romance, right? I had a dream. I had a dream that I was gonna meet this woman, you know. She had locks and things like that, and then a month later, I ended up discovering someone on Facebook who resembles her to a T. Now, I don't know if I'm tripping or if this is the woman that's been in my dreams. Like, so, you know, I'm kind of needing some clarification here, just to let me know if I'm really on the, really on the money with this one.
Okay, what is your first name?
Troy.
Hey, Kate, Troy. So, where you're calling from? I like to know where people have, the different places people are calling from.
I'm calling out of Connecticut.
Okay, I don't think I've ever got a Connecticut call before. Hello, Connecticut. I don't know any Connecticut songs. So I can't sing a song about Connecticut. What I'm seeing is, what you want to get out of this is, you know, romance is awesome. It's very important to have romance because we want the companionship. But the bigger thing that they're trying, they being your spirit cheer team, your spirit posse, the big thing here is about your gifts. What they're trying to point out to you is about your gifts. So, you know, so you're true. It's true. You've connected with a vision of someone, and that's that person, and you're going to have some fun with this person, and it's a good connection. But that's not the backstory. That's just a small piece of this conversation, because what you're missing is you're missing that you have the gift to foretell and to see through your dreams. And that's what they're trying to give you. That's your gift. And so there's another kind of bigger picture here about what the talents that you have and what you can do with it, and it has something to do with writing. I keep getting writing. Are you a writer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it has to do with your writing and what you're going to do with it. So that, aside from the fact that it's really great to to connect with and have a yummy relationship, because it feels like you deserve that, because you've been working really hard. And it's nice to have some fun companionship. This is about this gift, so they don't want you to distract the gift conversation with the relationship conversation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense, because, you know, I had introduced myself to her through inbox on Facebook just to have a general conversation, and I had brought up the fact that I write, and I asked her would she love to read some of my stuff, and she said she was, so that's where we at right now.
That is amazing. Well, it sounds like you're going to have a good time. Just go forward with it, because it feels like you are on the money, which that's what you were asking. Am I on the mark here? So I'm not seeing anything standing in the way, but I am seeing that, you know, don't turn your back on the grander picture, which is the gift that you have with the dreams. And that's an elusive gift. Not many people have that. To foretell through the dreams. And, you know, so if you want to explore that, let me know, because that's a really cool gift to have. And especially as a writer, a lot of really great writers have this gift, and that's what they use. They pull from what they've seen in their dreams to create some really great songs, some really great, you know, books and movie scripts and such, because that's how the muses in spirit communicate to them and give them inspiration. So definitely that's what I would look at if you are so inclined.
All right. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Definitely.
You're welcome. God bless you. You take care. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. All righty. That's really cool. So I'm going to point you guys over to my website again, and encourage you to take a look at some of the tools that I have there, one of which being I have a link there called the Soul Journey Shamanism, and it talks about the areas in your system and the areas in your energy fields, and, you know, kind of the whole shebang that makes up who you are and what your path is, and how you can connect to these different areas to get to where you need to go. So I encourage you to do that. Lots of callers, lots of folks. I'm going to put you on mute just for a moment and try one more time to get our guest here. Hold on. Okay, cool. Looks like we're probably not going to be able to get our guest on today. So I apologize for that. I'm not able to pull her in. But that's okay. I'll just continue here for a little while so that we can get you guys some information. But again, heading over back to what I was saying before about all the energy centers and all the pieces of you in your being, whether it's your chakra center, whether it is dipping into your Akashic records, whether it is digging in and relieving the blocks and the cords, or who your guides are, these are all the pieces of what makes you who you are as a full spiritual being, and you have access to tap into all of that to move yourself forward. And what I encourage you to do is to figure out what it is that is standing in your way so that you can take on whatever your purpose is in your life today. So I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. Thank you for calling in. This is Angel. How may I help you? Good morning. Hello?
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you? Good morning. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
It's Rose Marie, and thank you for taking my call today.
Oh, you're welcome. You said Rose Marie, you said?
Rose Marie.
Rose Marie, okay. Where are you calling from, Rose Marie?
New Jersey, South Jersey.
New Jersey, I get lots of Jersey. Lots of New Jersey. Well, guys, New Jersey, want enlightenment. I love it. Okay, what can I do for you this morning, Rose Marie?
I got the job thing situated. I finally got it about a month ago. So I'm waiting for the relocation. Thank you. And relationship and moving with it.
So what is it? So you're looking at, you're saying relationship? Okay, so she's like, the job, done. Check that one off. It's time for romance. Okay, cool. What is your specific question around relationships? What is the specific no that you're looking for?
When is it going to start up and when is it coming in?
So you want to know if some when someone's coming in. So when I look at your energy, one of the things that I get is that, you know, it does feel like you're going through a checklist, like a shopping list.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I have this, and I get this, and I got this. So yes, you have completed all these things to get your life in order on the surface, but the relationship piece is deep inside of the work that still needs to be done in terms of just opening up for you. So it looks like there's some little bit of acceptance and forgiveness around relationships that you're still trying to work on so that you can bring in the person that you deserve. Let me see here. I'm not seeing you alone for what is that? Is that a three? You're showing me a three. Is that 3 months? Yep, that's 3 months. So I'm not seeing you alone after 3 months. So it looks like you're going to go move through the holiday season going into next year, and you're going to find yourself standing with someone. But you got to do a couple more things in terms of just releasing and grounding and resolving some, again, forgiveness and release is what I keep hearing. So if you've had some relationship issues that are still kind of sitting with you, get focus on clearing those. And when I point you out to the website, my website, which is Belly Dancing Medium, you can also go to Soul Journey Medium. You'll see the Soul Journey Shamanism page, and it takes you through the chakra system if you're unfamiliar with the chakra system. And the chakra system that the chakras that I point to when we're trying to resolve relationship issues, you've got two. And those two are the heart chakra and the solar plexus chakra. That's where I point people when we're really dealing with forgiveness and release, because those are the areas that we tend to hold on to stuff where people have hurt us, people have disappointed us, people have betrayed us, and that's what it feels like. And once you release that, now look at the colors, spend some time in contemplation, and really work on releasing anything that feels, you know, not good when you connect with it, and any name that might be associated, release it, send it out with forgiveness and love and wish them well, even if they were a horrible person, wish them well, because it's not for you to deal with, it's for God to deal with. And then welcome in with gratitude this person that they're bringing into you. So the message that you're getting is the faster you do that, the faster you'll bring this person into you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But it does feel like very, very new, very, very soon, very, very wonderful and warm and delightful as well. So I would definitely prepare yourself for having a relationship. I see two hands clasped together, January, February, which is actually very close. I can't believe we're almost to the end of the year. But again, what was the message? The message was the sooner and the faster you can get this stuff cleared, the faster you can bring this person to you. It's almost like they're standing outside the door waiting to come in, like they're off stage waiting for their cue. And when they get their cue, they will come in. That makes sense? Are you still there?
Yes. Oh. Solar chakra and the heart chakra, right.
The solar plexus. Solar plexus. So the solar plexus is the one that's just right under the rib cage. It's the third one coming up. And then the heart chakra right in the middle. The solar plexus is associated with the color yellow. The heart chakra is associated with the color green. Okay, so go to my website, bellydancingmedium.com. You'll see the Soul Journey Shamanism link. And if you go down to the middle of the page, it's got the chakras there. I've got a picture of that I've pulled that's got like what it would look like if they're all aligned, so that you can use that as a visual. And I also have a balancing meditation in my shop. If you're meditating and you need some help, which this particular meditation will help you balance those lower chakras. So there's a lot of tools there for you to use if you're interested. But the most important thing for you, Rosemary, is just get those chakras healed, release the stuff that's out there, and get ready for something new to come in, because something new is ready to come in. you've done all the good work, and you're being congratulated for the work that you've done, because you've done a lot of work to get your life to move forward, and it is time for the reward.
Yeah.
It is time for the reward. So good job. Well done.
Thank you.
All righty.
Cool.
God bless you. Have
appreciate
a fantastic day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
I forgot, since I wasn't prepared to be the one talking today, I'm kind of a little disheveled and not as organized as I would be for my own program, but if you go to my website, as I said, you can use either They Go Volt, they all point to the same information, bellydancingmedium.com or souljourneymedium.com. When you log on to that page, you'll get a wonderful box that comes up, and it says, if you text, it's time to wake up, to 510-342-9024, you'll receive a free angel card reading from me. I will pull a card for you and send you a reading for free. So again, if you text, it's time to wake up, to 510-342-9024, you'll receive a free angel card reading. That's something that pops up for you when you visit my website. It is my gift to you. It's a really great way to get things rolling for you for the day. It's always fun to get a little free reading. But my desire is to help you move your life forward. And that is one of my tags, is it's time to wake up. You know, we're walking in our sleep every day, walking in our sleep, trying to figure out how to move our lives forward. So with that, wake up is wake up and connect to spirit. Wake up and connect to your guides. Wake up and connect to your higher self so that you can make the choices and you can engage in receiving the gift of information and support that they have for you. So go to the website, get the text message gift, send me that text message, and you will receive your free gift today, tomorrow, whenever you send that text out there. I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. Good morning. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hello. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Ooh, Cleveland. I don't think I know any Cleveland. I don't think I know any Cleveland. So you guys are stumping me today.
Thank
How
you.
Are you doing today, Patricia?
I'm got mixed emotions, dealing with a recent medical information, and just processing as to what I'm going to do. I want to question, though, in relationships, but also about 5 months ago, maybe as a couple of things within that realm. I saw in my third eye about this is November, so I'd say about 5 months ago, a man in a lab coat, white lab coat. It had on their Case Western Reserve University, which is a known university here. He was tall, slender, had curly hair. I guess it went to about his neck or something. And I'm obviously the viewer in the dream, and I don't know if I was in the room with him. And I got a reading, about 4 months ago, just a random brief one saying that this was my life partner. He's either an engineer or scientist. He's very aggressive and he's overworking. And that the universe, I guess, and the angels were conspiring to bring us together. And then I should really be on the watch to go to some events, that might be unique or whatever, to putting myself out there to meeting him. And I've been doing my best to do that. The reader said that she saw me holding a punch picture or something.
The question that you have for me, because I'm feeling.
Yes.
So I was like, you're looking at the relationship. I also feel like the medical. I feel like there's a lot of stuff going on with you that
no,
kind of.
No. I'm not asking about medical right now.
Okay, good.
There's
okay.
There's a lot of things going on with me, but
okay.
My question is this, you know, in the relationship realm with this person and it's another person, but this person here, and I've been talking to him as if we are in a friendship and a relationship, but what do you pick up about him?
So the guy that's in your dreams you're talking about, that you have not met him yet? Or you have
right,
met him?
Right, right. I was awake. I was awake, and I saw this in my third eye about 5 months
okay.
ago.
Okay. So right now, in terms of, so that's the person you want to ask about. So I'm going to look at that particular person. And what I'm seeing when I'm feeling, I should say, when I look at this, is that this is something that is coming to you, and that it will come to you. There's things that have to resolve in your life first before it can come to you, but it is coming to you. And the reason that you are seeing him so strong is because they want you to know it's coming. That's what I keep hearing, because you need some strength and you need some focus, because it feels like it's tough right now. So what they're trying to do is they're letting you know this is coming. So it's not about you need more information about him. It's really about reminding you that he's there. That's what all the imagery and that's what all the connection, and that's why you keep seeing him, is it's like, don't forget, this is coming. So stay focused so that you can get to this other process, because the reward is there. The promise is there. And the reward is there, and it will come to pass. So that's what I'm getting when I look at it. So you're definitely still, he's still coming. I don't have any more information for you than you already have, because you've got everything that you need to know about this individual. You're just being reminded that this individual is still there, that it hasn't gone away.
Okay. All right, so is he a karmic relationship
Is he a karmic relationship? You know, yeah, I mean, everybody is a karmic relationship, but this particular individual, you know, you talk about a soulmate, you talk about a soul bond life partner. The answer to that question is yes, okay? So I'm not feeling that this relationship is, I'm not getting anything negative on the relationship. I'm getting a powerful relationship, and I'm getting yes. Everything that you're feeling and everything you've told, I'm getting yes. And that they're just trying to keep you engaged with his arrival. That's what I'm getting. Just trying to tap in to see.
Oh.
I mean, there's not that he's there. And it feels like you're frustrated. And that's what they're getting. That feels like you're frustrated, but you're not ready for him to come in now. So they don't want you to force him to come in right now because you have other stuff to focus on. So what they're doing is reminding you that he's coming. So don't try to force the relationship to happen. You know, if that was the interpretation of the other reading, I that's not what I'm feeling. I'm not getting force this to happen. Go out and make it happen. What I'm getting is you need to make some other stuff happen in your life today, and when all that stuff is resolved, he will come in.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that he's not a karmic one, because I've discovered last year a past life karmic relationship with a living person here, a teacher who's a musician, and it's... when it happened, obviously that was the first time that had ever happened to me. And this man, I discovered in a past life he was a cult leader, and he's tends to be very manipulative and along those lines. But I just was having this attraction to him, meaning he was drawing me to him. And he is married, and I don't know if there's problems in his marriage or not, but anyway, I like his music. But he and he's still doing it, meaning I'll hear his music play, and I know he's tracking me, so to speak.
Have you done the
and release? I just
have
don't.
Have you released that connection to him? because you need to release that.
Well,
so,
I keep working on it.
Yeah.
I keep working on it. Cutting cords. I feel prayed to the angels. And he thinks he knows nothing about this past life, whatever, but he's learned. He's got either some black magic or voodoo, that skills that he has, which are very strong. But the reason it caught me off guard was I wasn't as grounded as I was at that time, dealing with so many distractions. But as I'm saying, I mean, I just don't. I mean, because he's I know he's married, and he knows that I know this, and I've seen his wife out in public, so I just don't get why he.
It's just because he's just. That's just because he's just one of those guys. That's all that is. And so, one thing I want to try to make very clear in terms of the process that I work with: no one can do anything to you that you don't want them to do, especially if you're connected to the divine, you're connected to the light forces, whether it's the angelic realm or the ascended master, mm-hmm. the universal kinship energy. If you're connected, there's nothing anybody can send to you and give to you and do to you that you don't want them to do. So if he has any kind of black magic or voodoo, you just put your light shield up and he can't do anything to you. In terms of karma, there's two types of karma. There's lessons and debt that we have to attune to, and then there's good karma. So when you say karmic relationship, that's one of the reasons why the information was coming to me and they were confused, because every relationship you have where it's a kind of a connection is karmic, and it can be you have a lesson to learn or you have debt to pay, or it can be a reward. So the word karma is not the meaning is not that this is bad. The meaning is just that this is someone who is in your process. Karma, there's good karma, there's bad karma. And so this particular person is not a karmic relationship. It's just the relationship that you've had in a past life that was what it was. And it's his lesson, not your lesson. And what you're doing is taking on his lesson by associating yourself with that. And it's not your lesson. He was a cult leader, and he did this and he did that. That is his lesson he needs to work with. It's just that you guys connected at some point in that past life. So you've got a cord, an attachment to him. That's not karma. That is an attachment. So what you need to do is release that attachment. Go and find someone, you know, whether it's myself or someone that can help you access your Akashic records. Find that past life attachment and release it. If you're struggling with releasing it, there's some part of you that does not want to, which means you just have to dig deeper to find out why you don't want to, so that you can release it. And then once you release it, you won't have to worry about him anymore, because you'll release him with forgiveness and gratitude, and you won't have to worry about him anymore, because he's just a guy. Some guys and gals too. It's not just guys and gals. Some of them are loyal with high values and wonderful, wonderful. And then some of them are just out to get whatever they can get, even if that's just who they are. And so this is just who he is. He's a musician. He's a cool guy. He's just out there doing what a lot of them do. And he's looking at you and you're like, ooh, and he's like, ooh, that would be kind of fun to play with for a minute. And so it's not a, just who he is. And it's always who he is, and that's his lesson. It's always who he is when he comes to the world. He gets a position where he's very has lots of charisma and has access to people and is a leader in some way. And instead of doing something powerful with it, he's selfish with it, and that's his lesson. And one day he'll figure it out. And if he doesn't figure it out, he's got to keep coming back here and doing it over and over and over again. But that's his lesson.
Well, he's 72 years old, so if he hasn't, but yeah, the part of me wants to smack him for using me. because I've seen his wife, you know, a few times, meaning when I've gone to other musical whatever, and and she has, you know, she's sick, meaning I've seen her health decline where she's using, you know, medical apparatus equipment to get her around. He caught me off guard last fall, and so I got myself more spiritually grounded and focused, and now I can hear his music and just, you know, ignore it or just tell him, you know, just, but he keeps on. So So it's just a,
well, it's
know,
just
okay,
the connection.
Whatever.
It's the connection. So one of the things you're going to have to think about if you don't want him in your space anymore is that you're going to have to think about whether you want to continue to listen to his music, because every time you hear his music, you open the door to the opportunity. That's why you got to really dig deep. There's a part of you that wants to maintain the connection because you enjoy the music. And as long as you open the door, the energy is there. So you have to release the, go through the release process and then go through the process of clearing and guarding and putting all that stuff up. That's what there is for you to focus on. And if that's something that you have the opportunity to engage with, like I said, you know, there's a lot of practitioners in your area. Either so it's the area that I do, but it's about releasing the cords and attachments. If you want to invite this energy to go away forever, you got to let it go. You got to close it off and send it away, which means that the music is not an option for you. But if you want to be able to continue to listen to the music, then you got to figure out how to protect yourself from it ever coming in again. But the hoodoo that he may have access to is not in play. He doesn't have any way of manipulating you. You're too guarded. This is not about him manipulating you. This is about an attachment that you're having a hard time letting go of. That's all. That's all it is, and that's not a bad. It's not a bad thing. It's just how we are as human beings when we have a connection. And so, if you want to let go of the connection, you got to let it go. And that's kind of where you're at. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Because I've got so many other things to focus on.
Yeah,
my housing,
exactly.
And my health,
exactly.
My healing.
Exactly. And so it's a distraction for you, and the promise of the life that's coming to you is what you need to be focused on. So you know, complete your release work with that, and then focus on the things that you've got going on in your life currently, and then know that the other road that's coming is the promise that the divine spirit has for you. Does that help?
All right. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Really super awesome. I don't get an opportunity often here on the radio to talk about the past life piece. It's people call in and they want just the answer to a question. So it's really fun for me because it's one of the things I focus in a lot. But I want to remind people, if you go to my website, once again, bellydancingmedium.com or souljourneymedium.com, you'll see the little light box pop up and it'll give you a message to say, it is time to wake up to 510-342-9024. I will do a free angel card reading for you. I'll pull a card and send you a quick message. Send that text to me, 510-342-9024. Share that with your friends. I want to share with the world the power from the beyond so that we can help this world heal, especially this nation, and get people in a more joyous and happy space. Once again, for those of you who are just tuning in, had some technical issues, so my guest this morning was not able to connect. So I am Angel, Belly Dancing Medium. I have a show here on Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. You can see me at on the web, bellydancingmedium.com, souljourneymedium.com. You get an opportunity to hang out on my website. I've got a lot of free offerings there for you. I've got a free ebook that you can acquire if you join my mailing list, along with a lot of other really cool things. So if you haven't done so, please join my mailing list so that you can receive your swag. I also do a morning cup of Joe, which is a brief channeled message that I send out every morning. You could claim your cup by going in there and clicking on the little button, and you'll be on the list of people that receive that in the morning, along with some other tools that are out there to support what you're up to. I'm going to take the next caller. Good morning. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Well, hi, Angel. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Where are you calling from? Thank you for calling. Where are you calling from? Nebraska.
I'm in Nebraska.
Well, everybody's like, I got nothing. I'm Nebraska, I'm Cleveland. I was like, full of song, all these cities. I got to write a song now about Connecticut, Cleveland, and Nebraska.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That'd be good. That'd be a hit, I think. That would be a good one.
What can I do for you this morning?
Well, honey, I know you're an animal communicator.
I am not an animal communicator.
Oh,
so generally. Jennifer didn't call in. I'm Angel, the hostess. I'm a medium.
Right, right.
And a channel and all that fun stuff. So do you have someone, an animal that you need to talk to? Or?
Well, I actually, it's living. So you could probably help me. I mean, I really wanted a mediumship reading.
Well, that's who I am.
I'm kind of looking for, I know. So anything or anyone that you can pick up, they can give me some advice. I do have an animal that's being abused on my life situation right now, my home situation. I've got people trying to steal it.
Okay. Okay. So you want to know what's happening with your home situation? You got people trying to take your home out.
Yeah,
so
they're trying
I want to definitely start by saying that I am not an attorney. So I want to make sure that as I answer your question that you're aware of, you know, I'm a medium and I don't want you to make decisions purely based on what I'm saying. I got to put that disclaimer out there because this is America.
Right.
The 21st century.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm giving three things I'm being told. One is that just stop and take pause, just stop, take a deep breath and look at this from a very realistic perspective that you do have some legal recourse. It feels like you're taking it personal and you're feeling like you're being attacked. And what it is that people are not good people and people are not nice people. And when times are tough, the vultures come out to feed on the carrion when times are tough. And so what you got, you're being told to remember is that you're not carrying yet. Okay. You are not dead yet. So you are not a victim. Do not lay down and let them feed off of you. That's what you're being told. It looks like there's an optimism.
Okay.
I keep getting that there is an optimistic end to this. So there's victory here for you and there's a partnership with someone. That's really weird. So this is what I'm getting. Do you have an ex-spouse or an ex-lover or something like that that could be of assistance with you? Because they're saying forgiveness needs to come in because this person can help you. Does that make sense? Because this feels like this.
Yes, but. Well, I don't have any communication with them, really. And the people that have been around me are the reason that, you know, there's been a divide.
Okay, but that's what forgiveness is for. So that's why they're telling you forgiveness because, and this is not forgiveness, that this is you needing to be open to being forgiven because forgiveness, that's the hardest thing, the humility of asking for forgiveness and then sending it out to the universe. Start on an energetic level. Through your contemplation, your meditation, whatever it is that you kind of engage with, where you send the information out for forgiveness.
Okay.
And then take the step because you have been distracted like magicians with the hand tricks. You have been distracted and you have been manipulated.
That is exactly right. That is exactly what's been going on. Exactly.
But the power... being able to tell someone, look, I know that I was manipulated and I was a crazy person and I'm sorry and I ask you to forgive. The power of a statement like that can flip and turn things around for you is indescribable. But this person that I was pointed to can help you in this situation. You have to be able, this is part of your lesson. This is, you know, I talked with the last caller and a lot of stuff came up about, you know, karmic lessons. Part of your lesson here is a multifolded lesson. So there's ways that people can affect your space and you are very intuitive, but you've turned your intuition off. You need to turn that bad boy back on. Okay. So that you can be more clear when people come into your space and taking back your power because you're not a victim. Oh my God, you have so much about you that people look at and like, wow, I wish I could be more like that person, but you don't see it, right? So getting your power, being in your power. And then third, and the most important one for you is this whole process of knowing, not judging and making decisions about another person based on what these people over here did and said. This is a process that you have to go through because of what you've been put here to do. So don't run from it. Take the opportunity to take up the lesson, take a deep breath, let it out, and do it, and the reward will be great. And the reward in your case is going to be you're not going to lose your house. But if you sit back and just kind of feel them doing what they're doing, they will win. And so you can't let them win. Right?
Right.
If for no other reason, because you can't let them, regardless of whether it's your house or not, you can't let them win. We have to stop the darkness from overtaking the light.
Right.
We have to stop. And that's the message that you're giving.
I talked to some police officers yesterday, and you know, and this is kind of what I said to them and to, you know, my daughter. It's like, regardless of what they're doing to me, if they're not stopped, they're going to keep doing this to other people.
Correct.
I mean, you know, there's some bad stuff. You know, they have killed some of my animals. And this is what I was talking about. Somebody has broken in and they've taken my dog. Most recently, they shaved her. Okay? They shaved her hair and spread it all over the house. They even put it in my refrigerator. And I was wondering if anybody could tell me who in the hell did that.
It's the same people. It's all the same people. They have like a little posse of people, and they're messing with your head. In psychology, they call it, there's a word, and I can't say it, but the mind effing. They're trying to mess with your head. They're trying to spook you.
Right.
It's like a Scooby-Doo episode. It's like they're trying to spook you and weaken you and tear you down.
Right.
But you're not alone. Right. The work that you need to be doing is about clearing your space and regaining your space, regaining your empowerment, and releasing all the attachments that you've had in the past, in this life and in your past lives, around being a martyr and being a victim. You are not a victim, okay? You cannot let people just do this to you because it is against the law and they should be locked up and put away before they do it for somebody else. That is your purpose. That's part of why you're here.
Right.
And if you have someone in your community that you can work with or you can contact me, I'm happy to work with you. But your thing is clearing your energy space, clearing your actual physical space, getting in there with some sage and clearing it out and letting your animals know that you're there, that you're strong with them, and they will be strong with you as well.
Right.
And then engaging with your community in a way where you've got, you know, you got some cameras up. You got to. This is real talk for you. It's time for you to take control of this. Don't let these people do this to you. Too hard for what you have.
I know. But the thing, one of my biggest issues is income. You know, I have no income. I have physical disabilities and I need disability. And they keep, you know, screwing with me and making excuses that they didn't get records, you know. I mean, on and on and on. I, you know, to try to keep me poor, to keep me without the money to buy the cameras.
You are not a victim. And I know it's hard when you're in a situation like this because, you know, it's so easy for someone to say, just don't do this. And they're like, but I need to eat. So what am I going to do? You know, so I understand that. I can relate to it. I am speaking from experience. I've had to claw my way back up from the bottom as well. I understand where you're coming from. But nobody is doing
anything.
Yeah,
I've already done it once.
Yeah. And I've had to do it like three times in my evolution into who I am. And all of it was the learning process, like school. It was like the MBA of life to prepare me for who I am. And when in the hard part, and it's kind of sad if you think about it. When you've been put here to do great things, it's always so hard. And one of the reasons is because people have to be able to relate to you. You have to be able to connect to people. And if I was just born with a silver spoon in my mouth and I was just a millionaire, billionaire's child and I had billions of dollars, I was walking around saying, and you can make your life happen. All you got to do is want – nobody would be able to relate to me and nobody would want to work with me. I have to be able to speak to people to help them understand.
Right.
I get it. That's who you are, too.
Yeah.
you've been placed here to do that work. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I taught my children that. You know, I mean, you know, I started taking them, even though we were, you know, I was a single mom and I had to claw my way up. I would go to the homeless shelter. We would serve food there all the time. I started when they were 4 years old, and I always, you know, and when I became, you know, destitute, and I realized, even though I thought I was sympathetic and I thought I understood, and unless you're in those shoes, you don't understand.
That's right.
You know, I mean, you just don't. There's so much injustice out there against. I've always wanted to make poverty a protected class as far as the law goes, because so many people, the poor are so, all their rights are just taken away, you know. They're not
so
treated equally at all.
So when we decide that we're martyrs and we're spiritually powerful people, we often throw ourselves into poverty. So the way that you can help the impoverished is to do all that stuff. If you could have heard, and the listeners probably heard it too, the power and the conviction in your voice when you were speaking to your passion, right?
Yeah.
But you can't you can't help them when you're in poverty. So you have to let go. You have to let go of this martyrdom and let go of that. And that's that work that you need to
honey,
do.
I don't want it anymore.
You don't want it anymore. Nobody's doing anything to you. And that's the work that I would like to see you do. And you don't need to work with a specific person. If money is a challenge for you and you don't have the money, because it is a shame, because, you know, as practitioners, we too have to eat and pay our bills. So we have to charge, because this is what we do for a living. So as you engage with practitioners, and I have that conversation every day. I love doing the radio show and I love connecting with people. But at the end of the day, I have to, I got a child in college, for God's sakes, you know, I have bills that I have to pay too. So at some point in time, it's like, you know, keep calling me every week. You know, if you'd like to engage with me, these are my fees. And a lot of people get upset because like, the gift from God. My friends, everything we do is a gift from God. But you have the ability to work through this stuff yourself if you need to. And for you, what the guidance that you're being given is, clear your space of chaotic energy. Get you some sage or some frankincense or something that you've got. Go through the process, work with Archangel Michael, and clear your space of chaos. Okay.
Yeah,
I would also
begin
St. Francis of Assisi, who is really great when you've got animals around you, to calm them and get your connection stronger with them so that they feel more empowered as well. And then work through your Akashic records, your past lives, your energy centers to release not just your cords and connections to these people, but also release your deep-seated cord to the poverty state so that you can release that. And then when you speak to this forgiveness element with this other person, you know, get that conversation started and change how you speak, change your language. Like the disability is just a place, you know, it's kind of interesting. They want to help people, but they do everything they can to not help people. So sometimes you got to fight for it.
Right.
They're not doing anything to you. They're just trying not to pay. So it's not about you. It's just about that's what they do. So disassign them doing something to you and just change it to what you're going to do about it, and don't give up. You do those things and focus on the home right now. Stay focused on the home,
Angel,
and you will
I have one question that I clarity. The person that you're talking about that, you know, that was in the past and that I need a forgiveness thing, could that be my daughter? I mean, there's also a I have a daughter that's trying to help me.
It came up to the relationship connection. That's why I asked if it was a spouse, and then you said yes. But if it's the daughter, it could possibly be the daughter as well. You won't get nothing but blessings when you engage in forgiveness. But you can't be alone.
Right.
You have to rely on the people that were put here to support you. So don't try to do this by yourself.
Right.
Don't try to do it by yourself.
I've been trying to. I did contact an attorney. I don't know if she's going to help me or not. I'm praying she will. I don't know if you see anything with that, whether she's going to help me or not. But
That was the information that I was given, and the people that I was, or the person that I initially saw, was not a professional. But you were also being told, I'm trying to remember everything that was told to you, to take action, whatever action you need to take action, and that's what there is to do, and stay in your prayer state. And you know, I'm gonna wish you lots of love and blessings, and hope that everything will turn out. But you gotta stay focused. I would love to work with you, but I understand your situation. If you can find someone more local, but the biggest things for you. Are the things that I outlined for you. If you can't remember them, go back and listen to the rebroadcast.
Yeah, no, I do.
Fast forward it and tick down each item, because you were given specific things to focus on, because your space needs to be clear, and your space needs to be set up in power to support what you need to do, and you'll be okay. It's a long road. You've got a journey, because you've got a long way to climb up from, but you will climb up. You will climb up. There is hope. A lot of optimism and hope for you. Okay?
Well, I appreciate that, honey. Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Okay. God bless you. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, that was a really good session, and I want you guys to know, I really want what's best for everyone. I want everybody to be joyous and happy and in a spiritual utopia. And part of our challenge is hearing and seeing the messages that are coming to us, because we're caught up in whatever it is that we're going through. And I get that, because I too have gone through a lot of stuff in my life, and it can be hard. Loss and betrayal, those are the hardest things to get through. We're running out of time for the day, and I know there's a lot of people online, and I apologize for not being able to get to everybody, but there's a lot of you guys out there. So I'm going to encourage you to go to my website, again, bellydancingmedium.com, souljourneymedium.com. You will get that little message there. You send me that text message. It's time to wake up. You got to send it like that. Got to send it like that. If you say, hey, angel, you know, I'm not going to know that that's what you're calling for. So make sure you say it's time to wake up, as it says there in the indicator, 510-342-9024, and you'll get a free angel card reading from me. Wonderful, wonderful connecting with you all today. I will hear and see you Wednesday at 9 p.m. on my show, Connecting with Spirit. In the meantime, please feel free to check me out on my website. I'll do a webinar at the end of the month, every month, where you can come on and we can talk about your soul journey and how to get you to wake up, connect, and evolve to your transformational being. Have a glorious day. Thank you so much for calling. I look forward to chatting with you soon. Bye-bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to